This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The winter session of Parliament begins today. Our correspondent reports that the session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. We have more details.
A total of 13 bills are listed in the legislative business, which are likely to be taken up for passage during the session. The bills include the National Highways Amendment Bill, the Atomic Energy Bill, the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill, the Insurance Laws Amendment Bill, and the Higher Education Commission of India Bill 2025. In the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Central Excise Amendment Bill and the Health Security Say National Security Cess Bill 2025. Besides, discussion and voting on the first batch of supplementary demands for grants for the year 2025-2026 will also be taken up during the session. With Dipendra Kumar, Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Earlier yesterday, the government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The all-party meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, and the meeting was attended by 50 leaders from 36 political parties. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government has appealed to floor leaders of all political parties for cooperation during the winter session for smooth functioning of the two houses. Indian Air Force brought to Thiruvananthapuram 335 Indians who had been stranded in Sri Lanka following Cyclone Dettwa. As part of Operation Sagarbandhu, the Indians stranded in Sri Lanka due to the cyclone were brought to Thiruvananthapuram last night on Air Force aircrafts. The Air Force's IL-76 and C-130J aircrafts, which had gone to Sri Lanka to deliver relief materials following the cyclone disaster, evacuated the stranded Indians from Colombo and transported them to Thiruvananthapuram. The Indian Air Force's rescue operations in Sri Lanka will continue today as well. Sri Lanka continues to grapple with one of its deadliest natural disasters in recent years, as the death toll from Cyclone Dettwa's aftermath has risen to 334, with 370 people still missing, according to the Disaster Management Centre. Widespread floods and landslides continue to cut off several districts. India has intensified rescue efforts under Operation Sagarbandhu, deploying helicopters and NDRF teams across the hardest hit regions. Sri Lanka and Indian forces continue to carry out large-scale rescues, including 211 people airlifted near Mavilaru Tank, Kotmale Rescue and many others. Geeta Jayanti is being celebrated today. The day commemorates the moment when Lord Krishna delivered the timeless teachings of the Bhagavad Gita to Arjun on the battlefield of Kurukshetra more than 5,000 years ago. Geeta Jayanti is not just a day of religious observance, but also a reminder of the universal wisdom imparted by Lord Krishna, which continues to guide millions of people in their spiritual and everyday lives. In his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the growing global interest in Bhagavad Gita. Mr. Modi said he is deeply impressed to see how people from all over the world are being inspired by Gita. In Nagaland, the 26th Hornbill Festival will kick off today at the Naga Heritage Village of Kisama in Kohima. Coinciding with Nagaland Statehood Day, the 10-day festival will bring together all major Naga tribes under one roof, celebrating tradition, folklore, music, craft and cuisine. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has defended the H-1B visa program, saying that the U.S. economy has benefited immensely from Indian immigrants. He made the comments in a podcast conversation with Zerodha co-founder Nikhil Kamath. Musk said that America needs high-skilled workers from India now more than ever, while also calling out misuse of the visa system by some outsourcing firms. And in men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 17 runs in the opening match of the three-match ODI series in Ranchi last night. Chasing a target of 350 runs in 50 overs, South Africa were all out for 332 with four balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.